Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for listening to today's show, being a part of today's show, and just sharing your time with me. I really, really appreciate it. Time is very valuable. And when I say time is valuable, I'm not talking about the concept of wasting time, because I don't believe there is any such thing as wasting time. Every moment is a moment of purpose, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like. Every moment that you experience is a moment of purpose. And it was so freeing for me to let go of, oh, God, I've wasted so much time, and now I'm 50, blah, 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 and now the time I wasted. But in reality, there is no such thing as wasting time, because it's like I like to point out examples in nature. I've got to look this up. This is actually a good question, but the tree, I'm in an area where there's so many beautiful old trees in my neighborhood, and sometimes when I'm walking, I just marvel at how old these trees are. You can tell the young trees. I've actually had when I moved into the home that I am now, it was brand new, and they planted trees, and even the trees that they planted didn't start from the seeds. They're already grown. They're probably like toddlers, 2-year-old, 3-year-old trees. But the neighborhood trees that are so old and so, just with so much character. Sometimes I just look at them and think, every moment that these trees are growing and still continue to grow is a precious moment. The tree doesn't waste 1 minute growing. The animals don't waste 1 minute growing. Us humans are the ones that, oh, we're wasting time doing fill in the blank or not doing fill in the blank. So this, I don't even know how I got on this topic, but you know me. This topic of this concept or this illusion of we're wasting time or I'm wasting time, let me just let you know that you can get rid of that suitcase. You can get rid of that baggage as soon as you're willing, as soon as you want to, because there's no such thing. And when I really, really knew and felt the connection in the universe, no such thing as, I mean, listen, does the universe wear a watch? When I started feeling this connection more and more and more in my life, and that's all it is. It's just getting closer to, feeling closer to who you really are, which is a human, a physical form. You are consciousness. You are the universe. And there is no such thing as spending too much time, wasting too much time, you're even sitting there saying you're bored. Well, the time factor, can you imagine eliminating this whole time factor, this time concept in your head, how freeing you would be knowing that every moment that you are experiencing has a great purpose. What is that purpose, right? What is each moment? How, let me prove what I'm saying. I don't even know if I've ever said that before, but let me prove what I'm saying. Each moment is purposeful. Just like the tree that is growing, each moment in the tree's life is purposeful. So when you look at it with universal eyes, as opposed to these man-made eyes looking at what you just think and this, you know, you were taught to think that you're wasting time. If you're not productive, you're wasting time. And it's just not true. That's number one, purpose. I used to, oh my goodness, for years and years and years, fret about, search for, read books on, went to seminars for finding my purpose. Because, listen, I'm connected to the world out there. I'm not sitting up here on a high hill. I know what's out there. And the hook is, I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. The hook is discover your purpose and figure out what you're here to do. Figure out your gifts and then make money with your gifts. And you'll have, you know, you'll live happily ever after. And let me tell you something, people, audience, I bought into that also. Let me just share with you how many avenues I went on looking for my purpose. Well, first of all, before you can find a purpose, you have to know who you are, correct? You have to, what is your personality type? And I shared that story before that I took this personality test and I tested just like my father. So I'm really looking for my personality type. I mean, all the books, I'm trying to remember one of my favorite books, which was your parachute. What color is your parachute? And I'm going to get to all of my callers in a minute. I have a lot of callers in the queue. And if you want to speak with me live and if you have a question, just press the number one and I will connect you. I have a few callers and nobody wants to say hi, but that's okay. The purpose is, finding who you are, finding your personality, finding what you do best, finding what you love, finding what you're good at, finding your destiny, finding all of this. Listen, we all have skills. We all have natural skills. We all have things that we were just naturally born to do well. And we all have things that we excel at. And it doesn't even matter what it is. There are people that are really, really good waiters and waitresses. There are people that are great salesmen. In fact, I had one in the house the other day. It was really interesting. My air conditioning unit went out, and this person, I can't even say who it is because he is a child star. He used to work in television. He used to work in the movies, and now he's selling air conditioning units. But that's not neither here nor there. But my point was, he thought for a while, and I've asked him. He thought that acting and that was really in his blood, and he wanted to do that for the rest of his life. And then that got old, and then he went into a band. He played for probably about 10 or 12 years that he told me, and he wanted to, and he was in a band. So number one, your gifts, whatever they are and how many, number one, you just don't have one or two or three or four. There are a lot of things that you're good at. Number two, you don't have to necessarily, now remember I'm saying you don't have to necessarily be in, let's see, be in the field or doing what you are naturally gifted at full time. You really don't have to do any of that. This finding your purpose, finding who you are, finding your gifts is all good. However, what happens when you don't? What happens if your life circumstances take you to a place where you're not able to express your gifts? Let me give you an example. What if you are born mentally, physically disabled, handicapped, and you're just not able to, for whatever reason? Or what if you're in a prison, you know, you're locked up at 15 and you're not able to express? But one of the things that I know for sure is that whatever you're gifted at, whatever you do well, will naturally show up in your life. In other words, it will naturally come out of you. It'll naturally come out, but I can't say how it's going to come out. In other words, relax with looking for your purpose, specifically looking for a direction. Let the universe guide you to where you are going. Sit back and let the universe drive, and let the universe handle the sails in this journey. The purpose, my purpose, ultimately, I have a few things that I'm quote-unquote good at. Okay, I'm good at teaching aerobics. I like yelling at people. I like challenging people. I'm also good at speaking, of course, apparently. I'm also good. When I'm saying good at, it's easy for me. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me scratch that good at. It's just easy for me. It comes natural to me, like it comes natural to a fish to swim. It comes natural to me. So there are some things in your life. There are behaviors. There are things that just come natural to you, and it's not even an effort. There's not even an effort. Like an artist. I was looking at my new Facebook friends, and there are some people that are painting, watercolor painting, gorgeous photography, taking these pictures that will really just take you into another world. So these are these gifts that come out naturally, and it's easy for them. So whatever your gift is, know that it's going to be easy and it's not going to be a struggle. But let me get back to the real purpose and what, in my opinion, this life is about. Drum roll here. Drum roll. The real purpose, my purpose, I'm only going to speak for me. My purpose is to experience it all, experience this journey, all of the moments, without judgment, without resistance, without expectations, and with appreciation for, and with acceptance and appreciation for all of it, regardless of what it looks like. Now, there are some things that happen. And any time I know that I'm feeling a little off, if I'm feeling annoyed, or I'm feeling irritated, or I get a little ticked off, as my mother loves to say, ticked off. It really means pissed off, but she likes to say ticked off. When I'm feeling those things, it's only because I have forgotten or I have disconnected to the truth that I am a part of everything that's happening. Everything that's happening is a divine plan. Everything that is happening has a purpose. And if I really, really want to sit back and relax, when things happen, in fact, I'm going to share a story just this week. You know, the show's Reality Spirituality. And there is a person, I won't even declare their gender. There is a person in my office, oh gosh, that is a loud talker, and it just, and her best, oh crap, I already said her, I hate when I do that, and her best friend office is right behind where I sit. Now, where I am, it's a paper-thin wall, paper-thin. So ultimately, you can hear everything that everyone is saying. And sometimes I'm doing work that I really need to concentrate. I do a lot of writing. I really need to concentrate. And it is very annoying. This is my excuse. You ready for my excuses? It's very annoying to hear this loud talking. And it's really not work-related. That's what bothers me, too. That's another excuse. It's really not work-related, so it's a social gathering. And that just bothers me, and it's bothered me for a while. Now, interestingly enough, this person, listen to this one, this person, hold on a second, I don't know what's going on with this. Okay, there we go, I got the studio back. This person got a promotion recently, maybe 6 months ago. Really interesting. Got a promotion, and I said, oh, thank you, universe. She's off the floor. She's off my floor. She's transferred to another section. Thank goodness I don't have to listen to the back and forth and gossiping and loud voices, and it was just really annoying to me. Number one, I know, and you know, that I cannot blame anybody else for how I'm feeling. It really sucks, but how I'm feeling is really my responsibility, and how I'm feeling has nothing to do with anyone else. And it has nothing to do with what happens, and it has nothing to do with whatever I'm going to make up. It has nothing to do with traffic. It has nothing to do with wasting. It has nothing to do with that. It is really an internal job that whatever I'm feeling a little, what's the word? You know, like a tornado goes around and around. Maybe I have an internal tornado going on. But it's really not her talking. It's really not her being loud. But I love to blame it, and I blame that. I blamed my annoyance on her for a long time. Well, just yesterday, my dear universe, my dear audience, just yesterday. Oh, I forgot a very important part of the story. Even though she's transferred, she makes it a habit. Every single week, not every day, but at least two or three times a week, to come and visit. So, see, I didn't really get rid of it. I didn't get rid of the, quote, reason why I was annoyed. And I asked the universe specifically. I said, universe, why? Because I wasn't feeling good about it. It really bothered me. I wanted to, you know, report it to the highest authorities. And I said, universe, why is this person still annoying me? What's going on? And the answer was simple. And the answer is simple, and it can be used in your life for anything that happens. And that answer was, we want you to get to a place where her voice, her presence, her anything that she does, whatever she does, doesn't annoy you. That's where we want you to get. And actually, now that's your assignment. Yeah, I always get assignments. It's just crazy. You know, listen, being a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, I've always got stuff to do. There's always some kind of project. There's always an assignment. There's always a, Rebecca, let's look at this. But I made the commitment. I took on the challenge. That's what I want to be. That's who I am, happiness specialist. So I have to walk the walk, just not talk it. I have to walk it. So back to the story. The universe told me, because I have a connection, that we want you to get to a place where her voice is like music to your ears. Music. Now, I've been in situations like this before. There have been things and circumstances that have bothered the hell out of me. And now I can say I've, quote, graduated from it, and it doesn't bother me at all. Traffic doesn't bother me. Slow cashiers don't bother me. Neighbors that park their car illegally don't bother me, but it used to. I mean, you don't know how many times I've reported these neighbors because they illegally parked their car. Of course, this was years ago. But things used to bother me. And this bothered me. And so this is the thing. Listen, think about it. Isn't that the ultimate goal, the ultimate agenda, the ultimate way of living? That when you are annoyed, when you are angered, when you are upset, when you resist, that one day you know that none of these things, that whatever you're resisting or challenged by today is not going to be your challenge tomorrow. Isn't that a great feeling? And I'm here, left hands up in the air, I'm here to testify, if you will, testify that is what's happening in my life. And that's basically what it is. Whatever happened yesterday that used to bother me is not in my present. And if it's not in my present, it's not going to be in my future. So when the universe told me that we want you to get to a point where her voice doesn't bother you, first of all, you should have seen me. I rolled my eyes. I said, really, universe, really? And then, And then the universe told me, not only do we want you to get to a place where her voice doesn't bother you, but we want you to thank her for being who she is. We want you to thank her and appreciate that she has brought this to your attention, that she is who she is, loud and chatty and in the office right behind my desk, that she has brought who she is to you. She is, in actuality, a gift. Well, that just took me out. That just took me to another level. A gift? How can that be? How can that be that something that is annoying me, that something that is irritating me, is a gift? But I'm here to share with you, my dear audience, that is what all of this life is about. Everything that happens has a purpose, and therefore everything that happens is a gift. Purpose for me is looking at, even though it's uncomfortable, even though I don't want to do it, even though I want to blame somebody else, even though I want to complain about it slightly, what this life is for me is to look at all of the things in the corner, all of the dark, all of the things that I don't want to expose, but looking at it in a way that this is going to be freeing. This is going to set me free. What you resist and what you're challenged by, ultimately, when you really look at it and accept that, okay, really, this is bothering me. I'm sad about it. I'm mad about it. It's a gift. Now, you have a responsibility. No, not your responsibility, but your purpose is to take a bright spotlight, and shine it right on whatever that thing is that takes you to a place where you don't feel connected, or takes you to a place where you think you are alone, or you think you're separate from the universe, or you've forgotten that you are part of this plan, that you are an important part, in meaning that you are the universe. Your purpose, my purpose, in my opinion, is to realize who I am, why I'm here, and it's here to experience. I'm here, I'm human, I'm here to experience the human situation, if you will, and love every second. You know, I used to be in this place where I used to call it the place of being dissatisfied, a lot of dissatisfaction. You know, I wasn't where I wanted to be, the job, the money, the timing, there's got to be something more. Is this it? And what I found is that the something more, thinking that there has to be something more, or being dissatisfied in the moment, number one, will definitely bring dissatisfaction in the future. If you're dissatisfied in this moment, you will definitely be dissatisfied in a future moment. And so it's not about not following or not being inspired or not being inspired to take action or have action or be action. But what it is to be in the moment of feeling satisfied with all of it. That's another purpose, a feeling of satisfaction. Just like, excuse me, in the animal kingdom, there's not one animal that's walking around, the polar bear, the lion, the ant, the raccoon, oh gosh, the lizards, nobody, none of these animals are in a state of dissatisfaction, because they're living in the moment, and they're following their intuition, their instincts. And so that's what I've had to do, and I'm sharing with you, is to get back to that. Look at the animals and just take a cue. Dissatisfaction, how to be satisfied in the moment where you're being annoyed, how to be satisfied in a place where you don't think that in other words, all of my suffering, everything that, why I'm suffering, the reasons why, only comes from one thing. It comes from thoughts about what I think, thoughts and judgments about what I think about my present moment. Am I right? Does it make sense? Well, and since no one wants to talk in the queue, I'm going to wrap the show up. But tomorrow we're going to have another Ask Rebecca Anything, and you are always welcome to call in, and always welcome to ask whatever question, whatever's going on in your life. That's why I'm here, to assist. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've liked the show, and I know that you've had, that you have, go to Facebook and like the Reality Spirituality Facebook page. And I'm going to give one more second. If anybody wants to talk to me, just press the number 1, and I will put you live on the air. Let me check and see if anyone wants to say hi. Well, I have a few people in the queue, but no one wants to. Hold on a second. Let me go to a little brief commercial, and I will be back in less than a minute. Brief commercial. I'm coming right back to you. Area code. Oops. See, brief commercial, and I'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this.
Okay, we're back live. I actually had to close a few windows in the studio. There was, I guess I was annoying someone in the other area. But you know what? This is it. I have 8 people in the queue, and if you would like to ask me a question, just press the number 1. Anybody coming and going? If not, I'm going to end the show. We talked about purpose. We talked about what is our purpose. We talked about not wasting time. You know, this is really it's for me. There are choices in every moment, of course, and I choose either freedom, which is accepting, surrendering without resistance, without judgments, without expectations, without blaming, without complaining, all of it as a divine, as a universal plan, as a universal ride. See, one of the things that I really, really struggled with for a long time is looking at where I am in my life and wanting something else, thinking that something else would be better, thinking that something else would be more satisfying. And again, satisfaction in the moment and accepting and being satisfied with it all, regardless of what happens, regardless of what it looks like, is your choice. And when you choose to be satisfied, in other words, when you choose to relax in the moment and know that everything is in perfect order and you're here to enjoy everything in perfect order, your life begins to change. Life changing, honestly, is just a shift. We have a couple of callers. Okay, yay, we have a few people that want to talk to me. Let me get right to you. Hold on just one second. You know what? I totally forgot my thought because I got so excited that someone wants to talk to me. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to go to area code 818. Hello, you are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Enchantress.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Hi, Enchantress.
Just looking at you made me want to just talk to you. I just happened to open up the computer and there you were. So I guess the universe wants us to talk, if that's okay.
Well, let's chat. Go for it. What's going on? What are you feeling?
Well, all of a sudden I'm meeting people that are empowering women, that are empowering me just being in their presence. I have a guy in my life who he claims I created him a soulmate, but in some ways I get confused by the things that he says. He's not like any other person I ever met. And the other day someone said about my vibrations, it's just, things are just happening I've never experienced before. They're all good. It's just that I want to connect each one with each other. And I was told the other day that, well, with each person I have a different vibration. And even though I try to explain to one another, to someone else about myself, I realize now they won't get it. But you do. Do you understand?
You know what's interesting? Yeah, you know what's interesting? You said so many things that are so the points they're really important points. Number
mm-hmm.
one. Number one, I'm just trying to, they're in no specific order. Other people, what I discovered for me is that everybody in my life is different. There are some, and actually this was a Seinfeld episode about mixing worlds. I don't know if you remember that, but mixing people. And you're right there. Now, you have a different vibration with different people.
Yes.
That's an interesting thing to me.
I'm a channeler, and I didn't know it. And so I have one part of me is in sync with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I think about, that's why I'm talking to you, I manifest it quickly. The other part is a premature baby who has no filter, who doesn't have any common sense, so goes around with an unconscious mind. And everything's a surprise. It's like, okay, you know, the people I meet are different kind of life lessons. I'll just tell you briefly, not to put any bad energy in, but just if I mention these words, just for a life lesson that I didn't know about intuition growing up. I was awake, yet in a dream world, and my ex-husband was a sociopath. And after that, I met a spiritual vampire. So maybe that makes some sense about who, a little bit about me.
Well, let me say this. Because, you know, when you said earlier about you being confused, you're not confused about anything. You're really not. You have a very clear sense. You have a clear sense. And this being confused, because I'm feeling something, and I don't know if it fits, but I'm feeling it. So let me just say it. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Uh huh.
There is a part of you. I don't know what it is, but a part of you that is really into drama.
I have acted in part, but I just don't. What I get confused is how people, the common sense and the part of. My intuition knows it all. That part of me is perfect in sync. It's when I try to explain to others what I'm feeling. I mean, I could write, but when I try to explain even to you how other people respond, the reactions they have, that's the confusion of human nature, of how people react to others' intentions. In everyday life.
Let me jump in, because this is
okay.
Really, really a big point. And
okay.
this is one thing that I had to learn. There is something about, when I said about drama,
mm-hmm.
I really feel that, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, what I have learned, it's like you and I, and everybody else, we are as different as our fingerprints. And words are very limiting. In other words, if I use the word communication to you, it would mean totally different, something different to you as it would to me.
Yes.
Words are limiting. Talking to people, especially explaining to people your feelings or what you're going through or whatever it is, you are going to be met with this maybe not understanding, this I don't do that anymore. I don't discuss things with people. I have a lot of discussions with the universe, but the only people I discuss things with is the only person that I discuss anything with are people that totally get, are, when I say on my level, I don't mean it, I'm higher than anybody else, but that are at, because people are, you're either at a level, you're either, you know, in grammar school, you're in kindergarten, you're in junior high, you're in high school, you're in college level. So it's all different levels. Everybody learns at a different time. So it's not good or it's not bad. So when I'm trying to speak, I don't, in other words, why are you even trying to talk to other people about anything?
I'm a natural storyteller, and I communicate to people by stories, and I can. That's how I go through life. I can't just say it in one word. I guess that's the way I communicate. I used to be a silent person, and somehow now I speak.
Yes.
It's complicated. Since this person came into my life, he opened me up to even ask for something. I never even grew up asking for anybody. It was all in, can you believe it? A person that lived in a silent kind of world?
Well, see, what you're doing is, and I could feel it, when I say this thing about drama, when you said you get confused, if you're confused by telling your stories, then guess what? It's totally on you because you're telling your stories. Confusion is another form of drama.
But drama is told a bad thing.
Drama is just a mix-up. It's like, okay, you're in a bowl, and everything just keeps getting mixed up. Now, if you like that, just know that that's what you're doing. That's what's happening.
Well, it's interesting. It's not. How can
Does
I say?
Does that make sense?
In some form, maybe I can't communicate. I'm trying to communicate to you. I wish you could just read my mind. It would be so much easier in life.
There's going to be a time when we do just read minds.
It does work with me. I am with people, and it's just our minds are communicating. For what I'm saying is I manifest something. I'll think of something. I'll give you an idea. I'll go to a market. I like Sprouts. And I'll think of something, like I'll say emu cream, which is amazing. If you're a vegan, I better not tell you this, but are you a vegan?
No.
Okay, it's a miracle cream, and it's made from an emu bird. So it cures amazing things. So if I happen to pick up the cream, the next thing, a person comes towards me is from Australia, and this happens all the time. And then that person feels he needs to talk to me, and we share stories with each other. And it's like, This is just the way I am. No matter where I am, if I'm thinking of something, someone will come forward, and the vibrations, I can't control it. It's just that's the way. And then we'll start talking to each other, and we have something in common. But no one has have everything that I have, but I have a little bit of everybody, what everybody else has, because this person, a channeler, has only a mind that picks up vibrations. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I shared with each other our stories, and they seem to like it. But when
Let me say this. Mm-hmm. You are a storyteller, and
yes.
That's fine. But being a storyteller, so what's the issue then? What's the issue? Is there any issue, or did you just want to call to say hi?
I was trying to explain. Yeah, I guess I wanted to say hi. Is that bad thing?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Of course not, but what I'm saying is, listen.
Oh, no, I try to connect others with each other. I think that they may like the same thing, but this is like even with empath. If a person comes up to me that's an empath, they only want to tell me their knowledge, and they don't want to share. I can't give my knowledge to them. I guess that's what I was trying to tell you. Some people, they only want to hear certain things that they can relate to. And I have to remember this when I'm with somebody, that think about, okay, this person only likes this. You only discuss with that person this.
See, you already have the answer. You already have the answer. See, if you can feel, because I can feel people. You can feel people, and then so if you feel somebody and you know that they're feeling, they're wanting to just know a certain topic or they don't want to know this, honestly, let me tell you something. You know what I feel all the time? And this is just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
People just want to talk. They just want to talk. They just want to be heard. And I know this because if I throw in like a little, what happened the other day? I was talking to a woman. What were we talking about? Oh, my goodness. What was it about? Tennis shoes. And she shared, no. Oh, I know what it was. It was about having the LASIK eye surgery, you know, getting rid of your glasses. I wore glasses since I was in the third grade. And so she was wearing her contacts, and she got rid of her contacts, and now I see her in glasses. And she told me the whole story about she's wearing her glasses because her contacts are bothering her, or she had an infection or something. And I said, well, have you ever thought about LASIK surgery? And she says, no, I'm afraid of that. And I said, well, I had it. So I'm, you know, throwing myself in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I had it, and it was okay. And then she kept going on into whatever she wanted to talk about. Listen, some people just want to talk, and they just want to be heard. So it's my job and your job, especially being intuitive, especially feeling so much, is to go with the flow. There's no confusion. There's no confusion if you're really tuned in. If you're really tuned in, there's no confusion. So what did I do? I shut my mouth, and I just listened, and I just listened, and I just listened. Because these people want to be listened, they want to be heard, and they want to be listened to like they're important, like their story is interesting. And
small talk, you mean? Small talk. That's like small talk, right?
You know what? Sometimes yes. Most of the times yes. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. I don't get a lot.
Let me say
mm-hmm.
this, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Say this, and you. Okay. I'm just going to be very, very honest, and you know I love it,
please,
right?
Be it. I need to hear it. Go ahead.
Because this conversation to me was small talk.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. No. See, there's nothing. What I'm saying is, deep. What's really the issue with you? Not you, just people in general. And what I found is a lot of people don't really want to say, okay, this is what, or maybe they don't even know. But it's really about the deeper issues.
I grew up with a father, I guess, that, and still to this day, everything is nonsense unless it's facts. And it's storyteller, meaning that when I share information about different things in my life and I tell them, these people seem to want to hear, you know, like everyday things that will happen to me, which, let's say I got hacked.
Okay, let me stop you right there. You
mm-hmm.
said these people seem to want to hear. How do you know somebody wants to hear it?
They tell me, they see, I'm surprised. I go walking with my dog and all of a sudden a person will come up to me and they're from another, they just want to share, they just like me to talk and I share my story with them and I seem to entertain them.
So you're saying I'm totally getting what you're saying and maybe I'm a little bit off, but what I found is I do more listening to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do more listening.
Well, that's how I grew up.
I can.
That's how my family is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to share your stories and you want to talk, and I don't think it doesn't sound like there are any issues, at least how you're saying it.
It depends.
I mean,
you like to talk.
You like to talk, and let me just share this. This is something that I said to somebody just the other day, and I'm going to go on to my other callers just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just another, this is how I do it on this show. What's important to me,
mm-hmm.
unless it's my mother, it's not important to anyone else. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found. Even my own son. I can feel him when he doesn't want to listen to me. I can feel him when he's like, oh, no, another story from mom. And I'm just zip it up.
It's funny. You're so funny. You're really my son's magnetic like me, and it's like he looks. There's a woman that was between us recently, and she says, "You guys are so much alike, but you just don't know it." And it's like the stories I tell. Like, okay, I'll just tell you.
No, because you know what? I'm not going to listen to one of your stories again.
Okay, just be warned. Can I just warn you that we can be hacked by different individuals, and I was hacked after I went to an Apple store. So I was sharing that with other people to just tell them to be aware of what's going around them.
Let me say this mm-hmm. about warnings and those kind of things and beware. Let me say this because my mother does a lot of beware things also.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of it. Beware of this. Beware of the water. Beware of spinach. Beware of this. Beware of the government. Beware of a phone call. Beware. I don't do those kind of beware things. Let me just share. And enchantment. I'm going to take another call, but stay on the line. These bewares, beware. There's nothing to be aware of. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to be on guard. This is my opinion. There's nothing to be on guard about. Absolutely nothing. Because whatever is going to happen to you is going to happen. And whatever is not going to happen to you is not going to happen. You don't have to, my dear audience, stand on guard. That's not your job. Your job is to enjoy it all without being on guard and sleeping with one eye open. I just have to say that because that's how I perceive what happens in this world. No beware, no caution, nothing. Nothing. It'll happen if it's supposed to. It'll be your experience if it's supposed to, and it won't if it's not. Yeah. Going to my next caller, area code 512. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi there, this is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling. What's going on? What's your question?
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call. Let's see. What is going on? I believe that with my career, that there's something new percolating for me. I'm not really quite sure what it is. I'm excited, though, I'll tell you that. I'm also car shopping, and I'm excited. It's been quite an adventure car shopping. Mm-hmm. And so I guess those are the two biggest things that are going on right now.
What are you challenged by?
What am I challenged by?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think energy level is not where it usually is. I've been a little fatigued lately. But that's been a challenge. I'm starting to feel better, though. I don't know. I think part of it may have been Mercury retrograde, but I've been doing a lot of solar plexus work, too, and working on my chakras.
Okay, let me share something with you, and I'm using myself in it as an example,
mm-hmm.
as I always do, because that's the only example I have. One of the things when, you know, this up and down, feeling really good, feeling really connected, or feeling a little slow, maybe a little tired, maybe a little fatigued, maybe a little, you know, sore throat, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
it's part of this experience. I like to say that I go through seasons, just like we have annual seasons, summer, spring, winter, fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I go through seasons also. And all of the seasons, just accepting all of them without thinking that there's something wrong. I don't think that you think that there's anything wrong, though. No.
No. I thought maybe my iron levels were low too. That could have been playing a role. I did think of that for a little bit. So I guess that could be something wrong or something in my diet or something that I'm eating. because it just doesn't usually last this long. You know, 90 to 99% of the time, I'm pretty high energy and connected, and it just seems like it's lasted longer this time than my normal, just kind of little low energy, then I'm right back up, typically within a couple days.
Mm. Well, another thing that, you know, that everything, nothing stays the same. And in other words, when I say nothing stays the same, that you're used to having, you know, just low energy and then, boop, you bounce back up a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Things always change with everything. And what, who I used to be, how I used to feel, my body, sleeping patterns, all of it changes. It's, in other words,
yeah,
everything is in constant flow. And just because it was it's been like this for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, doesn't mean that it's going to be like that tomorrow. With all that said, of course, you do your due diligence and get your blood checked and make sure that that everything is as my father would say, copacetic. I don't even know if you know that word. Have you ever heard that word?
I know that word. Yeah.
I don't know where I dragged that word up from, copacetic. So, but know that everything, but also, yeah, just, I would just say relax with the flux of it's lasting a little bit longer and just kind of go with it. Whatever, universe, okay, it's another extra day, another 2 days, another week. But as long as you check up your physically and you know you're okay, then
mm-hmm.
flow with it.
Yeah, okay.
Can I say something, too, about this career thing? Yay, thank you. Thanks. My son, coincidentally, called me on the phone and talked about career. He's 30, and mom, and career, he's so talented. He, you know, listen, he did theater, he teaches yoga, he's a certified yoga instructor, he's managed property, catering, you know, whatever. This kid's done it all. And he called me because he was bothered by, what is my career, Mom? What is my career? What is it? And you used that word, and so it just tweaked me to share with you what I told him. Would you like me to share?
Yeah, please.
It was, I said, his name is Nathan. I said, Nathan, what's my career? I have taught aerobics, still teach aerobics, fitness for 33 years, legal assistant, speaker, writing a book, talent shows, directed and produced talent shows. What's my career? Do I have a career? No. I'm not going to say I don't like the word career, but I choose to say whatever I'm doing, I'm getting some fulfillment out of it. Because career is to me more of a label, and I'm really not into labeling things because all labels are man-made. Even that word career is a man-made word, and I totally get it, but you're more than a career. You are just so expanding. You talked about chakras and balancing and knowing what you're eating. So a career is even limiting. You're so much more than that. So fulfillment in whatever journey you're on, whatever you're going to be doing, fulfillment is my career. Getting fulfillment in whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. Did that help in any way?
Yeah, no, I feel that way, and my career is fulfilling, and it's what I love to do, and I love helping people. I'm a spiritual intuitive and transpersonal practitioner, and I'm excited for what is to come, and I guess I'm just also a little impatient.
Okay, so now we're getting down to the nitty gritty, a little impatient. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, so I kind of want to be like, what is it? What is it? I want to write a book, and I want to know what this new thing is so I can help people, and I can, you know, evolve my soul growth and do everything that I came here, you know, that I was meant to do, and even surpass whatever I was meant to do. I'm excited for that. So I guess, yeah, that's where the impatience comes from.
Okay, I get it, sister. I get it totally. So let me share with you this about patience and a question. Mm-hmm. Can you be impatient and happy at the same time?
Oh, for sure.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I totally
okay.
I can't.
I can't. That's why I'm laughing. The feeling of being impatient does not feel good to me. It just doesn't feel good to me. So
in that moment, yeah, I know what you mean. Like in that moment, perhaps not, because I'm not just accepting the present moment. Yet I say that because I have faith. I have faith that whatever's meant to be will be. So that's why I can be also happy. Overall happy.
What if one of the things that you are here to do and to help people with, what if that one of those things is teaching them how to be patient?
That'd be funny.
That might be it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be patient. I think that that's actually quite profound. That resonates with me. I can be, of course, it's a lot easier to be patient when it's not with other people and with other things.
Mm-hmm.
it's a little more difficult for me when it's, you know, the man of my dreams or the career or the car, the money.
Okay.
You know,
okay. So now I'm feeling some other things. So now we have patience, and then I'm also feeling, a trusting, and I know you have faith, and I know you all that, but when you really, really trust, when you really, really trust, there is no impatience at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, and let me throw something else out, and this is something else that I'm feeling is a huge, huge word, and I'm only using it because, listen, I struggled with it for years. Is just surrendering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And surrendering means that you don't do it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to do what you're inspired to do. And surrendering means you just sit back. Have you heard me say the car analogy yet? Have you heard that one?
The car? No.
Yeah. You're in the car. Have you heard that one?
Mm-mm. No.
It's one of my favorite ones. It's one of my favorite examples that I like to share is that, okay, so you're in a, what do you like, Bentley, Rolls Royce, what? You know, let's just come up with a really fancy schmancy car.
Yeah, so it would have to be an SUV. I guess, let's say a Lexus.
Oh, good. Let's do the top of the line, the most, the biggest one they have, the most expensive one, the top of the line, the cream of the crop, the one that they have to specially make just for you. You said Julia, right?
Julia, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Julia, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's your car. It's a Lexus. What color is it?
Oh, it's this beautiful, almost iridescent kind of white.
I know it, kind of like the pearly kind of color.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your car, and guess where you're sitting.
Oh, I'm in the driver's seat for sure.
Oh no, honey, no.
Oh,
you're in the back seat.
Oh, driving.
You're in the back seat. Your feet are kicked up. Your hands are behind your head. You're just chilling. The back seat is so comfortable in the back seat. Now you just brought up something else. And guess who's driving?
God is driving.
Yes. God is driving. The universe is driving. The divine is driving. The energy, you know, whatever title, God is driving.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to sit in the back seat and enjoy the ride. And so when you are impatient, you're actually getting out of the back seat and you're trying to grab the steering wheel. And you just said something else. You said, I'm driving. Well, you're not driving. You're not driving. I mean, this is my theory. You're here to enjoy it and to experience this wonderful, and if you've given the universe, if the universe has the GPS, if the universe is the GPS, are you going to tell the universe, hey, can you speed up to the next destination?
No.
You know that you're going to get to where you're going to get in the perfect amount of time, with the perfect scenery in between, because it's actually all a journey, everything. And so if you, for whatever reason, and I'm just going to use this word, I used it before, if you're not satisfied in this moment, if there's a little bit of dissatisfaction, then you're going to have dissatisfaction in the next moment too. Yeah, dissatisfaction is so powerful, and dissatisfaction comes from, you know, I'm impatient means dissatisfaction, not satisfied with this moment right now. I'm saying all this with love. I know you can feel me.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So it's letting go, trusting. And listen, Julia, it's less work that you have to do. The universe is really telling you, I'm getting chills now. The universe is really telling you, you're overpacking. You're carrying 10 bags and you don't even need any bags. You don't need any suitcases. Can you let some of those bags go? And the other thing is being okay, really being okay with uncertainty. And I'm saying that is because that's where I've had to get to a point. I don't know what the heck is going to happen tomorrow, the next day, 6 months from now. And I'm okay with being uncertain.
Mm-hmm. I needed that. I needed that reminder. Thank you.
Chills. You're special, and very honest.
Yeah, I am.
Very open, too. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. That's, definitely a reminder I needed in the car analogy. Really sent that home, so I appreciate that.
Don't drive, honey. Listen, all you do is just sit back. Sit back, and of course I'm chilling up again. Sit back and relax, and trust, and show because now you really have something to share with people. Now you're really going to have something to be the example of. See, you're here not to help people. You're here to be the example, and your example will be what is going to be teaching others.
Okay. Yeah, that makes complete sense. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. You're beautiful. Yeah. You're beautiful. Thank you so much. Call anytime.
Thanks for sharing your light. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, too. God bless you, too. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm so grateful that there's a lot of people in the queue, but not everybody wants to speak. And I'm so grateful for the people that just say, I want to talk. And see, when my audience, when you share audience, whatever issue it is, even with our first caller, enchantment, and with Julia, everything that they've shared with us over the air, other people are going to listen, and other people are going to benefit from it, and other people are going to get something out of it. That's how this world works. You don't have to really sit, you know, teaching or a seminar to really understand or get something. And let me say this to my listeners. People will get whatever they need to get at the perfect time. Sometimes it's not time. Sometimes it's not. But it's always time for you, my audience, and me to be the example of what we – be the example, quite frankly, my purpose is to be the example of the universe. In a physical body, to be the example of the universe on this planet in a physical body. And what does that mean? That means total acceptance of everybody, of every circumstance, total acceptance of where I am, quote, where I am. What is that about anyway? I'm everywhere. Total resisting nothing. Because, and I'm going to go back to Julie's because it was so important, this impatience. Impatience is another form of resisting. When you're impatient, you're resisting. And we all know what resistance does. Resistance keeps us in a state of, forget that. Resistance, you can't flow and resist at the same time. So resistance stops our flow. It's really very simple, but it's harder to practice. And, well, I don't want to say harder to practice. It's really not a practice. It's a commitment. It's a commitment to living this way. It's a commitment to living connected. And people that watch me or in my presence, Listen, I'm not saying I'm connected 100% of the time. Let me just be real. But when I am and when you are, audience, when you're connected, you are a light. And that is what the world is looking at, your light. And when you change, this is my favorite, and when you change and when you realize there's no reason to be impatient or you realize there's no reason to fill in the blank, then the world changes. The world changes when we change. Ah, what a great show today. Again, Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. If you'd like more information about me, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, the first edition, you can find it on Amazon. You can also find it at Lulu, LULU.com. This is the first edition. The second edition is going to be coming out in a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months. And this first edition is going to be a collector's item, trust me. So if you really would like me to autograph it, you just shoot me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and I will autograph a book for you, and I will ship it to you. And it's $19.95, and I will pay for the shipping. Okay, also, Reality Spirituality's Facebook page, go to the Facebook and go to Reality Spirituality and like our page. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Thank you so much. I just want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your purpose is to evolve, is to grow, is to change. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember my favorite quote from Abraham. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, and it is about the journey. We're going to connect again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality, another Ask Rebecca Anything. Call in with your questions. Thank you so much, audience, for listening, and thank you, Enchantment, and thank you, Enchantress, and thank you, Julia, for being part of the show today. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Getting real.
Good now.
Get real good.